The increasing calls for more substance use treatment beds have not missed the ears of private equity firms. As the opioid epidemic has created a huge demand for treatment, state and federal legislative and insurance changes now mean that more insurance companies are required to pay for it. In Massachusetts, that's resulted in hundreds of new treatment beds being created this year alone. And we want to take a look at some of those this morning. First, we visit what's believed to be the largest private equity investment in treatment, and it's behind a facility that's now under construction in Danvers.
I'm Brad Greenstein, CEO of Recovery Centers of America, Danvers facility.
So right now we're walking through a building that's really been completely gutted. The floor is all dug up. There are mounds of dirt. But this is going to be really a high-end facility by the time you're done.
It will. We demolished 140,000 square feet of interior, and we're starting from scratch.
Recovery Centers of America, or RCA, is spending some $20 million to renovate Danvers' former Hunt Hospital into what will eventually be a 210-bed treatment center.
We're moving quite rapidly towards an August 1 opening, and we've been doing this for a while, and we're excited to kind of get off the bench and into the game, if you will.
The facility will provide both inpatient and outpatient care, and Greenstein says it will resemble a boutique hotel. Although Greenstein says eventually RCA plans to build other facilities that will accept those with public insurance, this center in Danvers will only accept privately insured patients or those who pay out of pocket. Greenstein says they are now underserved.
What we found, not just in Massachusetts, but nationwide, is this lack of availability for just your average everyday, you know, individual who's been dutifully paying their insurance premium. Those are the ones that are generally having a hard time accessing care.
RCA's model involves using several methods of treatment designed around the individual patient and continuing for the first year of sobriety. The company says it's focusing on building 8 new treatment centers in the northeastern U.S. because typically there's been less treatment here than in other parts of the country. RCA says staying closer to home would make it easier for clients to transition from inpatient to less intensive levels of treatment. RCA Chief Clinical Officer Denny Carice believes this building boom will also result in something that has not been required in the industry before, having providers demonstrate successful outcomes not only to attract patients, but also to satisfy investors. And she says the Danvers Center will be the company's biggest facility.
We don't do anything small at RCA, and our initial funding is for about $250 million to do 8 centers for addiction medicine. And this is the largest at this time.
The almost $250 million for these centers is from the New York private equity firm Deerfield Management, and it's believed to be one of the largest investments ever solely in the treatment industry. Leslie Henshaw with Deerfield Management says there are several reasons behind investor interest, such as laws requiring insurers to pay for treatment and the Affordable Care Act allowing dependents to use their parents' insurance until age 26. Henshaw also believes that more investment will result in better care.
We feel it's an industry that unfortunately is seeing exploding demand. It's an industry that to date has had very little accountability with regard to delivering on effective outcomes. And so, you know, we see both an enormous need and an imperative to change the model in which care is delivered.
Even longtime Massachusetts providers are looking to get in on this more lucrative end of treatment. It's a sign that the market's responding to the new face of opioid use. Young adults with well-off parents who either have good insurance or are willing to pay high prices to get their child healthy. It's also a sign of the Massachusetts law that went into effect last fall requiring insurers to pay for up to 14 days of treatment. Spectrum Health Systems, which operates in 13 Massachusetts communities, just opened a new 36-bed facility in Westboro.
So this is the New England Recovery Center. I think that we're probably the most state-of-the-art facility in the state right now.
Chuck Ferris, president and CEO of Spectrum Health, says this facility also will accept only private insurance or patients paying cash. A month-long stay will cost about $15,000. The main difference between this center and Spectrum's other facilities that accept those who are publicly insured is that this one will have a lower staff-to-client ratio. In contrast to the new center's tall windows and wood beams, one of Spectrum's other facilities on the same campus has a dated brick facade and dark hallways. Ferris says offering higher-end treatment also helps offset the cost of caring for lower-income patients. And he says if someone's private insurance will cover treatment, they should use it.
We saw that there was a demand for that part of the market. We saw that there was a niche that wasn't being filled. And at the same time, they shouldn't be put in a publicly funded bed if they have the resources to be able to pay for it.
There's also the very high end of the treatment market. McLean Hospital has opened an 8-bed facility in Maine that only accepts cash and charges $67,000 a month. While there are concerns about possibly leaving behind those without resources, some welcome this growth, including Boston University public health professor David Rosenblum.
I would like to see providers take all patients, so I'm not in favor of discriminating based on the kind of insurance you have. But we need to expand the total size of the treatment community. And if this is a step toward increasing both the size and the quality and the accountability of the system, then it's a step we have to take.
State Health and Human Services Secretary Mary Lou Sutters says over a 2-year period ending this December, a total of 1,000 new mental health and substance use treatment beds will have been created in Massachusetts. She says her office will closely monitor these new beds and the care, especially for those who use public insurance.
One of the things I need to do is to ensure that there is adequate access for the mass health population, as well as for individuals with commercial insurance, and I'm going to watch that carefully.
Sutters remains hopeful that the more treatment of any kind and the 21% increase in opioid-related expenses in the governor's next budget will put a dent in the 4 deaths per day in this state from opioid overdoses. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.